Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to share a couple of stories from our newest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Your 10 Keys to Happiness. This book is the synthesis of what I've learned in 14 years as Editor-in-Chief of Chicken Soup for the Soul, reading tens of thousands of stories from people who bare their souls and talk about what works and what doesn't work in their lives. I'm excited to share with you some great examples of what does work in this new collection. And today I'm going to talk about the importance of making me time for yourself. Now, me time is different for everyone. For some people, it means an hour a day for exercising. For others, it means reading or taking a class or meditating. For some people, it means seeing a friend. And for others, it means seeing nobody. And that's what we're going to talk about today. When me time really means alone time, alone on purpose time. And that's what Brenda Beatty realized that she needed. After 20 years of marriage and two kids, she found herself a single mother. She had no family to help her where she lived. So she did what mothers do, and she worked herself way too hard trying to take care of everyone and everything. She says that sometimes she was working more than 60 hours a week. She had as many as three jobs at a time. It wasn't easy, but her kids never went without. She paid the bills on time, even without child support. And then one Easter weekend, Brenda worked 30 hours from Friday to Sunday with little to no sleep. On Sunday night, she fell into bed exhausted, and her next memory was waking up in an ambulance. She had no idea how she got there, and the paramedics kept asking her what kind of drugs she was on, and she had never taken drugs in her life. The diagnosis ended up being that she had collapsed from exhaustion. Apparently, she'd had a seizure, and when her kids came to rescue her, she didn't even recognize them, although she did tell them to call her boss and make sure that someone covered for her the next day, which just shows where her head was at and how overworked she was. Brenda says, "When I was released from the hospital, I began to rethink everything. As a single parent, I had to provide, but I was going to have to find a better way to do it. I needed to be home more for my kids, work fewer hours, and still make ends meet. The only way was to find a better paying job, which wouldn't be easy." In time, she did find a better job, and she was able to think about self-care. She says, "I had been taking care of everyone else for so long that I'd forgotten about myself. Growing up, my mother was always sick and I had to take care of her. After I got married at 18, I soon had the two children and a husband to take care of. I had never been a priority, and the thought of doing something I enjoyed seemed foreign." Well, the first thing she did was take up jogging. Then she began teaching aerobics classes, which she loved because she was helping other women find their way to their own self-care. Brenda says, however, that her favorite thing to do was to go out to dinner with Kay. Every 2 weeks, she and Kay would go out to dinner. She says, "My children were old enough to stay home alone for a couple of hours, and I always made sure they had their favorite dinner to eat while I was gone. Kay and I just relaxed, forgot our troubles, and enjoyed the time out. We never went anyplace expensive. My daughter always asked why she never got to meet Kay. I just told her, someday." Brenda's children eventually grew up and moved on with their lives. And then one day, her daughter asked her about Kay. Who was she? And Brenda finally explained, "Kay was her middle name. And those nights Brenda went out, she was alone. A time to just treat herself." Brenda says her daughter was shocked to learn that Kay wasn't a real person. But Brenda says that's not really true. Kay was a real person. She was the part of Brenda who needed to feel special once in a while. Brenda concludes her story by saying, It's easy to get lost as a mother because we love our kids dearly. Sometimes we just need to find ourselves. Kay is still one of my favorite dinner companions. Sometimes you need to carve out some me time and some we time. That was the case for Christine Byron, who was another woman who was way too busy juggling work and family to the detriment of her sanity and her time with her children. Christine had started selling Tupperware to supplement her husband's paycheck. She still expected to have plenty of time to spend with her growing family. The problem was that Christine was really good at selling Tupperware, and soon her calendar was completely filled. She became a manager, not only selling herself, but also training other salespeople. She ended up training 50 other women. But she was missing events with her children. She had no time for herself, and things were out of control. Her success was ruining her life, and she was ready to quit. So she met with her mentor/trainer, who asked to see her calendar. She looked at it, and she said to Christine, "Well, no wonder you have no lily pads." What was a lily pad? Her mentor explained that a lily pad was just what it sounds like. You know how a frog jumps on a lily pad in a pond and hangs out there for a while in the sun? Well, we all need lily pads in our calendars, little spots we save for ourselves, an empty time to jump onto and relax. Christine's mentor told her to deliberately block out those lily pads on her calendar. They would be empty times that she would not be allowed to fill with work appointments. Instead, she could fill them with activities with her children, lunch with a friend, whatever she wanted, as long as it wasn't work-related. Christine literally wrote Lily P on her calendar from then on, making those lily pad appointments a regular feature. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, your 10 keys to happiness. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all the topics it covers. You'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. And if you want to read stories from this book and our other new collections, you can sign up for our daily newsletter and get a free story in your email every day. Just head over to chickensoup.com and click on the newsletter sign-up option. You can also follow me on Twitter, where my handle is @AmyNewmark, and you'll see links to our free stories and to this podcast. Please come back for our next episode to hear a couple more stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, your 10 keys to happiness. This time about why stepping outside your comfort zone is so important and such a great contributor to your well-being.